Okay, the Vincennes City Common Council reorganizational meeting is now open. Nominations are now being taken for City Council President submitted by City Council members. Open for nominations.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Salters for President.
Second that.
Any other nominations?
We need a vice, don't we?
We do, President.
One at a time. No other nominations?
Okay, hearing none. We're looking for a motion to close the nominations.
I'll make a motion to close nominations.
Have a second?
Second.
Call for the question. And making Tim Salters President of the Vincennes City Council.
Okay. Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman Stengel?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Gurnall?
Yes.
Councilman Ravelet?
Yes.
Mayor? Get a vote? No?
He just sits here, looks pretty.
So congratulations, Councilman Salters as President.
All right, so now I take over.
You take over.
All right, so now I guess I'll take over from here. We'll open up for nominations for Vice President. So we'll now be taking Vice President nominations.
I'll nominate Brian Grove.
I'll second that.
Any other nominations? All right, without any, I'll call the question for the Vice Presidency of Mr. Brian Grove.
Councilman Gurnall?
Yes.
Councilman Ravelet?
Yes.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Stengel?
Yes.
Councilman Salter?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
All right, we also have some appointments that we have to make as we go forward. Obviously, with this being kind of a later time period and a complete council switch, we do have some appointments, specifically council appointments to certain boards that we have to take care of. So with that being said, I'm going to open it up for our council appointment to the Knox County Area Planning Commission. The nice thing about it, we've had people interested in going to those meetings. One of the people that we had going was Councilman McNeese. So he kind of stepped in to keep us informed, obviously not in an official capacity, but informed. So I will open the appointment for our council nominee to the Knox County Area Plan Commission. And I would like to nominate Mr. Mark McNeese.
And I'll second that.
Any other appointments? With none being said, then I will call to question the appointment of Mr. Mark McNeese to the Knox County Area Plan Commission.
Councilman Stengel?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Ravelet?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman Gurnall?
Yes.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Hey, congratulations there, big guy.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, our next one is what we have listed as the Pantheon Board. I think the official term is the Interlocal Board. Councilman Brown was our appointment there, but we'll need to make a new one there. Councilman Grove has been going to the meetings to keep us informed in that. So with that, I'll open appointments to the Pantheon Board, and I'd like to appoint Mr. Brian Grove.
I'll second that.
Do we have any other nominees? With none being said, I'd like to call to question the appointment of Mr. Brian Grove to the Interlocal/Pantheon Board.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Ravelet?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman Stengel?
Yes.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Gurnall?
Yes.
All right, that brings us to our next appointment. We've got two spots on the RDC. And obviously this is an important board for us. We've had kind of consistency with that. So I'd like to open it for nominations for the RDC board. And I would like to nominate for our two appointments, Mr. Mark McNeese and Mr. Greg Parsley.
I'll second that.
Any other nominees? With none being said, I'll call to question the appointments of Mr. Mark McNeese and Mr. Greg Parsley.
Councilman Ravelet?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman Stengel?
Yes.
Councilman Gornau?
Yes.
All righty. All right, now this is everybody's favorite board, our solid waste board. So I will open up appointments to the solid waste board. Does anyone have any nominees?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Salters.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Mr. Gornell.
Okay. How do we do that? Do we just vote individually? You just vote individually, correct, yeah. Mr. Rolligan?
Trial by combat.
Trial. You get sore. Any other nominations?
Combat. It's muscle. Tim would win.
We just go one at a time, and the one with the most yes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
If nominations are closed, then it's...
Yep. All right. So I'll close nomination, call to question the votes for the council nominee to solid waste.
Do I list each individually?
We'll just go one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, just call their name, and then they can say who they vote for.
Councilman Grove.
Mr. Salters.
Okay. Councilman McNeese.
Salters.
Councilman Lau.
Grinnell.
Councilman Ravelet.
Salters.
Councilman Stengel.
Salters.
Councilman Gornau.
Gornall.
And Councilman Salters.
Well, I'll vote for you, but I think it's already over, so.
Okay.
All right. And that brings us to our last appointment for the evening, our Urban Enterprise Association Board. This council member has to live in the Urban Enterprise Zone. So we've got four that are eligible, which would be Mr. Stengel, Mr. McNeese, Mr. Grove, and myself. So with that, I would like to open appointments to the UEA board, and I would like to nominate Mr. John Stengel.
I'll second that.
Quickly.
Okay, I see. Without any further nominations, I'd like to call for question the appointment of Mr. Grove to the... Mr. Stengel. I just saw you. It's my bad.
Mr. Stengel.
Mr. Stengel to the UEA. We're going to make mistakes. It's okay.
Councilman Gornau.
Yes.
Okay. Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman Stengel?
Yes.
Councilman Ravelet?
Yes.
No, we're not going to do that. We'll do our next appointment. We've still got to find people to live in the district for our next appointment, but they do now have enough people to meet, so that'll be good.
Yep.
All right, so make a motion to close our organizational meeting.
Second.
Okay, we call to order the council meeting for January 13th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Councilman Grove.
Here.
Councilman Lau.
Here.
Councilman McNeese?
Here.
Councilman Salters?
Here.
He's here.
Councilman Stangle?
Here.
Councilman Gwinal?
Present.
Councilman Ravalette?
Here.
Mary Oakham?
Here. Okay, next is adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda, if I can say it right?
Second.
And a motion by President Salters, second by Vice President Groves, to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call for the question.
Councilman Gwinal?
Yes.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman Stangle?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the minutes for December the 19th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the December 19th meeting.
Second.
Got a motion by President Salters, second by Vice President Grove, to approve minutes as presented.
Question?
Yeah, Dave. Can I ask a question? Since there's only three councilmen that were here during the last council meeting, how does that approving of minutes go? I mean, we are.
I would defer to the three people who are here, and if they're okay with it, there's no reason for you not to vote on it.
Okay. Yeah.
They were here.
That's right. Okay.
We're okay with it.
We're okay with it.
Very good.
You're okay with it?
Okay.
All right. Well, if you guys are okay with it.
Question?
Okay. Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Stangle?
Yes.
Councilman Gwinal?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, those minutes are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Being none, committee chair reports. I'm sure there probably aren't any. Report to city officers.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, I'd like to take this time. I presented to you guys our 2019 run breakdown. But I would like to take this time to introduce you to our two new firefighters and our one firefighter who just got back from being deployed overseas. First is firefighter Stephen Ross. If you could come up, please. Stephen received extensive firefighter training in the military. He's a lifelong resident of Vincennes, Knox County, has a wife and children here, and we are so proud to have him as a member of our firefighting family. Also, firefighter Jones, Randy Jones, born and raised here in Vincennes, Knox County. He is a youngster, if you will, only 21 years of age, but he has extensive firefighter training. He's been a firefighter with Vincennes Township Fire Department since he was 16 years old. We are very blessed to have him also on our team. And firefighter Hollensteiner, who just got back from being deployed overseas for 10 months in Iraq and Afghanistan
and Kuwait.
Yeah, he kind of made the rounds. But I am so proud of these three gentlemen and just wanted to make you guys proud too.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, guys.
Welcome back.
Okay. We have no old business, no new business.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $336,830.82.
Second.
Got a motion by President Salters, second by Vice President Grove, to pay the claims amount of $336,830.82. Is there any discussion on claims?
Call for the question.
Councilman Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Lau?
Yes.
Councilman McNeese?
Yes.
Councilman Gwinal?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilman Stangle?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. We'll move to miscellaneous. If you don't care, real quick, I want to mention that I have the KCDC contract. I will say that the amount requested was $198,000. Same as it's always been. That was approved in the budgets last year. I do know that the county chose to reduce theirs by $100,000. That's why I haven't signed this contract. I wanted to see what the council thought of this, the contract, if you wanted to keep it the same or if you were looking at changes before I sign it. So I will tell you that I think KCDC is a very, very important part of this, the county as a whole. It serves its purpose. So I'll leave it at that. Once you guys, we can bring this up next meeting for you to discuss. But I wanted to bring it to your attention before I sign this contract and send it back. That's all I got.
And I've got one thing under miscellaneous. Mr. Wampler, Tim Wampler, local business person, wanted to speak to us on a project he's got going on. Not looking for approval for anything, just looking to inform us. Tim?
I have a little thing under. You got something too, yes, a couple of things.
Do you want to go and then I'll close?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, I'm Tim Wampler. I just wanted to come in and let you, kind of let you in on what we're working on. We're in the very early stages, just in the purchasing process of a building and a house on Hart Street for the purpose of complete renovation for apartments. We would like to make that into a four-unit apartment building, two three-bedroom apartments and two two-bedroom apartments with a nice secure parking area, access control, nice amenities, a more upscale building there. One of the reasons that I decided to come in to talk to the council is because we have an alley in the back of the building that will need to be required for entry to the parking lot. The mayor kind of made a request that we make the Hart Street exit of the parking lot exit only so as not to hold up traffic on Hart Street with people trying to turn left into a parking lot, which would make the alley on 9th Street the exit point for the parking lot. The alley is not in good shape as most of the property's not.
And real quick, the street department just got a new piece of equipment that actually grinds up the alleys and resurfaces and puts them in and make sure that they get that done.
It would be a Board of Works issue.
Yeah. They just take alley requests. That, yeah.
As far as changing directions or vacating. Okay.
But they'll get there and level the alley and do the work there for that.
Yeah, it will need a little bit of work one way or the other, and I want to just kind of put that out here, kind of develop a little bit of relationship with the city as far as tackling some of the things that need to be done in order to make it a workable property. Obviously, we want to work within the code, within the city codes to make this something we could all be proud of. And hopefully we can interject a little bit of new life to that area of Hart Street. Yeah.
Mr. Wampler, do you know if it's going to need to be rezoned?
I believe zoning is already correct for the property. And we are just outside of the historic district, so we should not have any issues there. But we are just now in the drawing stages of the plans. So at that point, we'll take those to the Area Plan Commission to try to seek approval for the renovation.
That's really exciting for that area. It's kind of been a problem area.
It's been a while since money's gone into that area.
Yeah, so it is exciting to see somebody
make
something we need to do.
I would absolutely agree. That was a challenge for the previous city inspector. The new city inspector will appreciate it.
We've already been in to visit him. I think he's looking forward to it.
Right.
And we are too.
Challenge for local law.
That's all I have, unless you have any other questions. That's all I have. Just wanted to make you aware of the project.
All right. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Do we have anything else?
So I have something under miscellaneous. I don't see Bryce Anderson here. Mayor, do you know what's going on with Beer House Boulevard at this time?
Yes, I mean, Phil Cooper is still working on that. We switched them over to LED. The retro kits or whatever that they sold us weren't proper or weren't correct ones. So he's working with Valley Electric to get that corrected. And as soon as they get the new ones in, please don't get out there and make sure we get them installed.
Okay. We have more out than we have on.
And that's that's when we cracked and changed them to LED.
But it didn't
they
work
promised
out.
That this was the kit to change them, and it obviously wasn't.
Sure.
Now they're working on. Matter of fact, Phil said that Valley wasn't even happy with the company that sold us those lights. So he's still working on it, and he promises to come back. And
Mayor, will that come out of what budget? Will that come out of the street department budget, or will that come?
Come out of probably Board of Works electrical.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Anything else? All right. I've got one more thing. I just wanted to get gauge your opinion. Obviously, social media and other forms of media are really important. We're all key on being transparent and open. Would everybody be okay? Obviously, it'd be the starting framework. We put together basically a council kind of social media page that could branch off to others. So if we started off with Facebook, that could branch off to a YouTube page where we could basically post our meetings once we get the equipment that we need to live, and those would be just housed there. It'd just be easier for people to find. It's what people use. And we could also keep our agendas or any other meeting information that we want to put there. It would also give us easier contact to the people, where if somebody would post a question or comment, we would all see it at once.
We would all be administrators.
Yes, everybody would be, all of us would be administrators.
Perfectly fine with that. Mr. Rolligan, do you see any legal reason why we couldn't do that?
There may be many reasons not to do it. I don't know of a legal reason not to do it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that advice. Way to go, Sonny. Way to go, Sonny.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I have a quick. Hold it. When do we do appoint committees and chairs of those committees?
That'll be next week. We'll have those all set up for you.
And typically, that's the president that makes those committee appointments. And
okay,
that's how that's right.
Yeah, we'll have all those taken care of for you next week.
Tim, you'll have a list and bring it to the meeting.
Yes, have a list. We'll go over it.
At the meeting.
Talk about specifically what we want to see from those committees, and we'll go from there.
All right. Okay.
Then the fun starts.
Okay. Right. Motion to adjourn. Have a second.
Second.
Okay, we are adjourned.